Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I pray in the name of Jesus that as you're listening to my voice right now, the Spirit of the Lord will touch you, that you'll feel the presence of God, that anything that has been troubling you today, any work of the enemy, oppression or depression or anger or upset, Lord, I just ask right now that you will swallow up the cares of this life, the concerns of this life. Lord, that your holy faith will stir the hearts of your people. And Lord, they will know that you and they are more than equal to any situation they face. Strengthen them now, O Lord. Father, provide that which they stand in need of, whether it's finances or strength or wisdom for decisions, whatever is required, healing in their body. Lord, in Jesus' name, I loose that anointing to destroy every yoke of the enemy in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, we need to be encouraging one another. That's why I'm on this broadcast, to encourage you with the Word of the Lord and to allow the Spirit of God to touch you. I truly believe, as it's my heart's desire, and I ask the Lord that as you spend time, these few minutes together, as we share every day, that you would receive something from the Lord, not just mental understanding, not just learning some, you know, from the teaching of the Word, but that your spirit will actually receive an impartation of the Spirit of the Lord, that you can continue to run with race, with strength, the race that is set before you. So we need to edify one another in the presence of the Lord. That's why I so look forward to these times together, because I get blessed too as I share this time with you. And we need to give great care to our salvation, to nurture it. I've been sharing the last several broadcasts about the importance of our salvation, the kingdom of heaven, the parables that Jesus spoke in the Gospel of Matthew, the kingdom of heaven likened to great treasure, that it's the most important thing that's happened in our lives, and we need to cherish that precious salvation that was given to us at great cost, the suffering and death of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if we don't nurture our salvation, well, then we'll be easy prey for Satan, and in that case we'll become useless to the kingdom of God. And whenever the rapture comes or we depart this earth through death, only the one that's fruitful and stands for the kingdom of the Lord, who stood for the Lord, will be gathered up by the angels of God. The one that's not ready, that's unfruitful, that's not living right before the Lord, not according to the will of God, but just being self-willed and practicing sin as a lifestyle, well, the word's clear. They'll surely miss the kingdom of heaven. For the one who cherishes their salvation like precious treasure and shares this hidden path of salvation with those who have ears to hear will surely rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory that comes from the one and only Lord Jesus Christ. Let me share just a few verses of Psalm 1. Blessed, the scriptures say, is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. What happens to a tree? Well, they're planted and they start branching out, don't they? And that happens with or without any guidance. And in a sense, we're trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified. And so we move about in our communities in these last hours, these last days on earth, and God's given us a free will. And so we can be moving while branching out and growing with His Word, which gives us faith and grace and mercy and control, wisdom and understanding, and with the mindset, with the purpose that we desire to be fruitful saints of the Lord Jesus Christ, to be as a tree that bring forth fruit in His season. But on the other hand, we can be branching out without His Word. And, you know, we may understand the Word, know the Word, but unless we act on it, we demonstrate our faith by our works. What happens, someone who just knows the Word and is not serious in their walk with God? Well, they're unfaithful, out of control, unwise, no understanding. And there's that carnal mindset which fulfills wicked, sinful desires of the flesh. God is so good to us. Don't you just love Him today? Don't you just thank Him for His Son, Jesus, for all that He's done for you and me, how far He's brought each one of us? With grace and mercy, the Lord attempts to keep out of control, out, you know, branches that are within His vineyard. He's the husbandman. He prunes them. He watches the growth. And sometimes that pruning is not so gentle. But He'll cut off areas of unwise living. He'll close those doors to us. And if our self-will listens in our heart, is attuned to this process of pruning that goes on in our lives, then we're not unfruitful. But if we don't listen, we become a withered vine, damaging the connecting branches of His vineyard, which is His kingdom. What would you do if someone you loved and cared for was misrepresenting you and your family, saying and pretending to love you, but they never showed it? Would you want that person to go around saying that they knew you if they never showed any respect for you? Ezekiel, in chapter 17, verse 5, said, "He took some of the seed of your land and put it in fertile soil. He planted it like a willow by abundant water, and it sprouted and became a low-spreading vine. Its branches turned toward Him, but its roots remained under it. So it became a vine and produced branches and put out leafy boughs. But there was another great eagle with powerful wings and full plumage. The vine now sent out its roots toward Him from the plot where it was planted and stretched out its branches to Him for water. It had been planted in good soil by abundant water so that it would produce branches, bear fruit, and become a splendid vine. Say to them, 'This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Will it thrive? Will it not be uprooted and stripped of its fruit so that it withers? All its new growth will wither. It will not take a strong arm or many people to pull it up by the roots. Even if it is transplanted, will it thrive? Will it not wither completely when the east wind strikes it? Wither away in the plot where it grew.'" Beloved, we must be well rooted in the Lord through fellowship with Him, through the Word of God, through our prayer time with Him, through our stewardship and willingness and ability to seek the lost and to bring them to Him, and to show how wonderful this God is that we serve, how incredible He really is. And as they accept Jesus Christ as their Savior, they will make the discoveries that we have, that He is wonderful and He's matchless in His goodness and His faithfulness. Oh, beloved, we need to read His Word. We don't want to be easily pulled up, do we? You don't want to be that. I don't want to be when the storms come. I want to keep my roots well nourished. And we can do that by fellowshipping with Him, reading His Word, seeking His guidance. Yes, trials and tribulations will come our way. People will disappoint us. And at times, life can be really brutal. But God's sovereign love is forever, and He's promised that He'd never leave us nor forsake us. And God's given us, furthermore, the Holy Spirit. When we accept Jesus, He comes to dwell in our heart, and He'll only come to those who love Jesus, to those who are willing to make Him Savior and Lord. There's another step. And then to ask God for the infilling of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues, that we can have that empowering that Jesus promised to His first disciples, and not to them only, but to all who would believe on His name through them. The Holy Spirit will feed us and nurture us and give us the spiritual ability to build ourselves up and build each other up. We're to help one another, to help fellow Christians that are seeking the will of the Lord. And that's why I'm on this broadcast. That's why this ministry has stood as a partner in prayer with God's people throughout the decades, because it's my heart's desire that you experience God's best in your life. So many Christians, I know, they're walking so far beneath their inheritance, so far below from receiving all the good things that God has for them. But you've got to have an ear that will hear. You've got to be willing to say, Lord, I'm willing to change. Change me, O Lord. Be as the clay on the potter's wheel, and allow Him to fashion and form you, which He'll do, but you must be willing. Hallelujah. Through the Spirit, which is intangible, you know, we can, with our mind's eye, visualize a vine and see very clearly how the Spirit works within God's family, within God's true family. And it's wonderful to see the life of Jesus flowing through the vine into the branches. God's true family doesn't misrepresent the Lord. You know, it's not enough to say you love Him, but it's important that we bear fruit, that we're fruitful by seeking His wisdom, His understanding, His guidance. Oh, it's my heart's desire that you would move and branch out in your life, growing and branching out and setting your root system so deep with the faith of God that He's given you, through the grace that He's supplied you, through the Word of God that would abundantly give to you mercy and self-control and wisdom and understanding, knowing that as you seek after such things, you will truly be a fruitful saint of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Well, my time again is, the broadcast is just flying by, and I want to give you an opportunity to get a pen and pencil so you can write down our mailing address, which the announcer will give you. But also, the last few broadcasts, I've been announcing the ability to request a free cassette tape, Woe Upon Woe, preached by my late husband, Reverend Neil Glass. Absolutely amazing. Preached in the 70s. It's like it's absolutely for today. I mean, it was astonishing as I reheard it. So I invite you to request Woe Upon Woe. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.